This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, for months now, we heard that CVS pharmacies are going to be buying the health insurance giant Aetna. And again, just something to just kind of take back and look at. A pharmacy is buying out a medical insurance company. It's taking pharmacy companies to the pharmacy. I know everybody wants to do away with pharmaceuticals and everybody's anti-pharmaceuticals, etc., but pharmacies are stepping in right now and looks like going to be transforming healthcare by buying out an insurance company. It's very interesting to see this dynamic, right? Not just because I'm in medicine, it's just we're talking about a pharmacy where we get tampons, where we can buy some M&Ms, we could get our passport photos, where we could get our, I don't know, birth control pills or Viagra. They're going to be buying CVS, I think, it's a $69 billion merger. 9,700 pharmacy locations they have. CVS is, they say, according to Fortune magazine, a sprawling footprint with which to offer customers everything from drug prescription pickup to health consultations to toilet paper. Once the Aetna deal closes sometime in 2018, of course, there's going to be a crap load of regulations. Customers are going to see more health clinic style services at CVS stores. So, people can go to the doctor. If the doctor says, go get your prescription, go get some heating packs, go get an ice pack, go get a brace, it's all there. This one-stop shop could be very, very cool, not only for the pharmacy, boy, will it up their sales, but it'll also, revolutionize people, having the comfort and convenience of going to the doctor. Now, is it going to be staffed by doctors? Is it going to be staffed by nurse practitioners and PAs? Are non-medical professionals also going to deliver care? Is it going to have X-ray and EKG? And, probably not. But they are going to be taking over, this merger that they're having. There's unlimited possibilities, okay? There's the $60 billion acquisition says $77 billion if it includes debt. And it is going to go down as the largest health insurance deal in history, far exceeding Express Scripts' $29 billion acquisition of Medco back in 2012. They say the acquisition still is not a done deal because it's got to be approved by antitrust regulators. They say buying Aetna now puts CVS in a better position to compete against other integrated health providers, healthcare providers like United and pharmacy benefits manager Optum. Now, they're in with Walgreens, et cetera, Walgreens, CVS, a lot of these pharmacies, they're in competition with CVS's Caremark and Optum and Medco, et cetera, because Express Scripts, because people now will get their prescriptions mail order. So they don't go into a Walgreens pharmacy like they used to or a CVS pharmacy. They go into something gets faxed to Express Scripts then turns around and mails the prescription. So without that foot traffic, these pharmacies are going to unfortunately fall. You know, as we automate more, you know, and try to save money and try to streamline and centralize, you know, ways to get goods, you know, like there's going to be centralized grocery warehouses, and then you could pick up with Amazon Go or get them delivered to you, you know, just like with Amazon. You know, there's centralization. You go online, you get what you want, and then it comes out to you. So that's kind of what the pharmacies are doing. Order it, central location, we're going to ship it to you. People like that. They're embarrassed walking into a pharmacy asking for Viagra or their blood pressure medication or their estrogen. It's embarrassing. Now, they say buying Aetna puts CVS in a better position, right, to compete, and UnitedHealthcare and Optum have already taken business away from CVS. And Amazon wants to join the pharmacy business. Aetna has not been growing as quickly as its peers. Aetna took a lot of hits with Obamacare. And so they were probably looking for something that would kind of spice things up. So they say pharmacies like CVS and healthcare providers like Aetna are looking for ways to make it cheaper and easier for their clients to access medication and care. Because that's what their clients want. Otherwise, clients go elsewhere. See, the reason why to be honest, I don't go into a CVS pharmacy to buy toilet paper or chocolate or whatever because I get all that stuff at Walmart. You know, CVS not only is having a problem with these mail order pharmacies, but it's because Walmart and Target. I just get everything there. Now I can get all my Walmart stuff online. When I need cat food, I just go online, order it, free shipping. I don't even have to walk into a Walmart if I don't want to. I'd like to see if the price is a little higher online than it is in store. I'd like to see that, though. We'll see. But anyway, so, you know, we don't know right now what sort of savings will get passed down. Okay, there's been a lot of speculation that this will make cheaper office visits. My guess is the office visits are going to be cheaper originally because they want to get busy. They want to have data. They want to show that they have clientele. And the more clientele they have, the more buzz, the more, you know, social media, everything seems to grow. So my guess is initially it's going to be inexpensive. And the medical providers that they've hired thus far, I've been pretty impressed with. I have not seen one medical provider that any of these pharmacies have hired that has messed up my patient. So I've, who had to go on a Sunday, per se. So this could be the new kind of mini urgent care of the 2020s. But, again, it's really changing the way we're doing medicine. You know, you're going to walk into a wall. I mean, are you really going to have continuity of care? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Scott who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Would love to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Sorry, D-A-L-I. I do know my name. I do know my name. And you can always email us, like we said, drdahlia.com or Facebook. Richard writes on Facebook, Richard B. Doc, I don't have insurance. I refuse to pay the ridiculous rates and premiums, and the exchange in my city is purely HMOs. So I've been using the Quick Cares for years now, and they do just fine. At what age should I get a primary care doctor if I'm 48 now? Don't say now, because chances are he will leave medicine just like you did. Okay, so I read this one because I was like, whoa. I did not leave medicine. And I also want to answer what you guys should do if you don't have insurance and why you should get a primary health care doctor, especially if you could now go to just CVS Pharmacy and see a medical provider. So first, first, let me just clarify. I don't want you guys thinking out there that I left medicine and I abandoned, you know, you all and patients and I said to heck with it and Obamacare stinks. I did say Obamacare stinks. Okay, that is true. I did say Obamacare stinks. But basically, and I'm very honest about what happened. I opened up my practice. I went to medical school in the 90s. Got my license while I was in residency. In Nevada, you could only become a licensed physician after 3 years of residency. In Arizona, you only needed 1 year. So I got my license in Arizona so I could work and moonlight every weekend or every time I wasn't on call while I was in residency here in Vegas. So every weekend I worked and I was in an ER. I worked in an ER and I worked in urgent cares. And whoever needed me, I worked. It was great money. It was fun. Until I graduated residency in 2000 in Las Vegas, and then I opened up my practice. So I had my practice from the year 2000 to the year 2016. And after 2009, things were beautiful up until 2009. Okay, except for patients having pre-existing conditions and stuff. So, you know, what you would do is if the patient had high blood pressure, you know, but they also needed a wart removed, you know, I would concentrate on the wart, but if they needed the blood pressure medicine refill, I would just do that part for free, but I would be seeing the patient for the wart. So, you know, you got, you know, and treatment, et cetera. You basically did a lot for free. And it was fine until the recession. Then once the recession hit and Obamacare kicked in, it was a double whammy. And so when patients had high deductibles, see, before, they would just have like a $5 copay or $10 copay or $20 copay. They would pay that. Maybe they'd have a $200 deductible. And once the deductible is met, then insurance would pay for the visit. So I would be able to pay my staff, pay the rent, pay my malpractice insurance with no lawsuits, by the way. Still, my malpractice was high, but I was able to pay all that and do what I needed to. Based on what the insurance companies would pay. It wasn't a lot. I mean, but it worked and it allowed us to do what we needed to do. Then insurance companies would say, wait, patient has a $12,000 deductible. So we don't pay yet because they have $11,000 to go. And I'm like, you're kidding me. So patient, you know, send them a bill for the $45 or the $60. So now the mailbox is empty. No money coming in, nothing direct depositing from insurance companies because all these patients had deductibles. Then I go to the patient, we go, all right, you know, can you pay your bill? They're like, no, it's a recession. We can't. So after scraping everything we had and going through our savings because we paid the staff first before us, it was at the point where we probably couldn't have lasted till the year 2018. We had no idea what the next election was going to be. And so when the universities approached me to teach, I love to teach. And I was thinking, well, look, you know, I wasn't expecting to do this for a while. But right now we have the possibility of three medical schools, you know, in one location. They need teachers. I can't say no. And so we transferred our patients to another physician. And I taught. So I never left medicine. I still love medicine. I'm still very entrenched in it, teaching medical students and helping them with patients, etc. But in terms of me being a neighborhood family doc, you know, that you could go into and talk and shoot the breeze with, no, I don't do that anymore. But Richard brings up a very good point. I don't want to, you know, give him all this credit because I, you know, give him a big head, but what's the point in finding a primary care physician now if he's going to leave medicine in a year or two also? Well, we're hoping that with the changes to Obamacare, we're not going to see much of an exodus. I just don't see any changes to Obamacare coming soon. So if doctors are going to be forced to work for large corporations, that's not very incentivizing for people to go into medicine. You could work for a large corporation in any field. Why get exposed to tuberculosis and HIV and all sorts of, and hepatitis? Why have the liability exposure? I mean, you know, it used to be, well, doctors make good money. I mean, they do make good money compared to a lot of industries, but you can make a hell of a lot better for less risk. So if any of you are concerned that any doctor you find is going to leave you, I understand where you're getting that. I really, really do. Now, most doctors don't want to leave. You know, if you ask them, yeah, they have an exit plan, but they'll probably cut down first. Remember there was that study saying that at least a third of the doctors are going to cut back their hours next year? So you may have providers cut back their hours. And if that's the case, you need to then ask the medical provider, look, okay, I am with you till the day you decide to, you know, lock up for good. But who would you suggest that I see when that happens? Okay, because finding you is, and that's what happened with my patients too. They're like, what do I do? I'm like, well, I like this one, I like this one. We're going to bring somebody in here the next day. You know, it's a very scary time. So Richard has been going to Quick Care. So my guess is he's in Las Vegas. And the UMC Quick Care system is a phenomenal one. I used to work for the UMC Quick Care system when I was just graduating. And the doctors are phenomenal. The medical providers are excellent. And you get great care. I loved the care I gave when I was a medical provider for Quick Care. The thing is you can only keep going to an urgent care. It's more expensive. It's a long wait. And if you're 48, is that what you said? I don't know if I have your email or your message. It was on Facebook. If you're 48 now and you're a male, I would suggest not doing the urgent care thing. I would suggest, and they have primary care doctors, I would suggest, or primary care providers, I would suggest getting a primary care provider in your 40s. Okay? You know, we need to have regular visits. You probably need to get, you know, a baseline prostate check or PSA. I know that's not according to the guidelines, but I love baseline, so I have something to compare it in the 50s. I think you should, you know, depend on your risk factors, check your cholesterol, diabetes, heart. If there's colon cancer in the family, get that checked. If you're having dyspepsia and chronic heartburn, get that looked at. I mean, there is so much that needs to be kind of evaluated and followed up on. Urgent care doesn't do that. You know, one of the reasons why I loved urgent care and ER, but then I hated it at the same time, is I got to just do the job right then and there, feel like I fixed something, and I was done. And I felt some closure. But then the bad part about it was I don't get to see what happened to my patient. Is my patient going to get better? Overall, is my patient going to change their bad habits? Is my patient going to now live longer because I found something and fixed it? You know, and so your urgent care doctor is not going to, they don't have time to follow up and make sure you do what you're supposed to do. One of you had said that you go to a place where they don't do referrals. And you need a medical office that does referrals. Why would a medical office not do referrals? Well, it sounds like that's not a medical office that does follow-up. Okay, if you go to a place like an urgent care or whatever, and you go, well, I need a cardiologist, and I need to be referred to a cardiologist. The cardiologist wants to make sure you have a primary care provider. It makes no sense for them to do their specialized care without you having your basic umbrella in place. You can't just go to a bunch of specialists. They want somebody organizing, somebody heading the ship, somebody, you know, being the mothership, basically, and so, or mission control. So it's a system where you're going to feel like you're spending more money than you need to, and unfortunately, this fragmented care is where people get into trouble, because if nobody's saying, look, undress and let me make sure you don't have a melanoma on your butt, it's not going to happen when you go to an urgent care for a sore throat or for a cough. And preventative medicine saves lives. So my opinion is try to get one sooner than later. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A mom of two dies after getting, is it a mother of two? Is mom of two died one day after being diagnosed with the flu. She's only 20 years old and was very, very healthy leading up to this. She had maybe an occasional cold, but that was it. She's a little two-year-old and a six-month-old, and she started complaining of flu symptoms on Sunday. Alani Murrieta. According to her aunt, Stephanie Gonzalez, she said Monday she was feeling sick, so her sister took her to the urgent care, her and her kids. But Tuesday she was taken to the hospital by her mother, where she was diagnosed with pneumonia, and her condition continued to deteriorate. She was put on a ventilator and never recovered. Never in a million years, they said, would we have thought we would have lost her that day like this. She did not receive the flu shot this season. Remember we said that they're saying the season is a bad one because there were a lot of issues down in Australia this last season because Australia gets their flu before we do because they're in the southern hemisphere. The CDC recommends that everybody 6 months or older get the flu vaccine. Recent stats are reporting 24 states with local influenza activity, 4 with widespread activity. There is a GoFundMe account on Fox News to help cover Marietta's hospital expenses. Right now they're at about $8,200 of a $15,000 goal. But, oh my gosh, a young, healthy woman dying of basically flu-related pneumonia. If you're going to die from the flu, the most common cause of death is pneumonia. And when pneumonia decides to take over, it could take over very, very quickly. And, you know, people say, well, gosh, you know, if somebody's going to die of the flu, it's usually because they're older or because they, didn't take care of themselves or they had HIV, so maybe they were immunosuppressed. No, anybody can. Okay, flu season kills. This is why we freak out about it. Everyone's like, oh, Dr. Dolly, everyone's just trying to make money for the pharmaceutical companies, you know, so they can sell their flu shot. And they, look, take it from me as a doctor. Listen, I am going to be the first to cry foul if I think a company is trying to make money off of you. You know I would say that. You know I would be so vocal about that. There is no way I want you guys getting screwed or taken. If I think you don't need a medication or you don't need a supplement, well, just like I told you with a lot of these, you know, supplements out there, I want you eating the natural food. I want you eating the healthy food. I'm not going to tell you you need to take a supplement unless I think you need to take it. If you're low in B12, I'm going to want you to take B12. If you're low in calcium, I'm going to want you to take calcium. If you're low in thyroid, I'm going to want you to get a pharmaceutical, you know, grade thyroid medication. If you're low in fiber, I'm going to want you to eat more fiber. I'll tell you what you need. I mean, I have no problem telling you what I think you need or what I think you don't need and what I think could be a scam. But when it comes to the flu, I will never not tell you to get the flu shot. Now, there was a story that came out where our flu shot may not be that effective this year. And that freaked a lot of people out. They're like, oh my God, no, that I'm not going to get it. No. Still get it. Because you may be part of those millions of people where it does protect. What happened, they think, is while it was in the lab, there was the flu virus strain mutated a little bit. And the companies that were making the flu shot made it to the new mutated strain rather than the original one that they captured, from the Australia flu outbreak. So it could still provide protection, but we may not be looking at as good protection as we have before. All right, but what this story tells us with this woman who unfortunately, died is we just cannot mess around. Okay, you just never know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Earlier this morning, we heard that the New York Giants fired coach Ben McAdoo, as well as GM, the general manager Jerry Reese, in the midst of them having one of the worst seasons ever. They had benched Eli Manning, and New York Giants fans, they don't know what to do with themselves. McAdoo told ESPN's Chris Mortensen that he was out after 2 seasons on the job. Sources have just confirmed Reese's firing. Giants defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo will be the interim head coach. According to ESPN's Dan Graziano, assistant general manager Kevin Abrams has been named interim GM, a source told ESPN. So Reese has been with the Giants in various roles since 1994, served general manager in 2007. He won 2 Super Bowls with the team, but has been criticized in recent seasons for his failing to address problems on the Giants' offensive line. So, this little upheaval when it comes to football, obviously a lot of drama this year with Ezekiel Elliott, with the kneeling, with all the injuries, Aaron Rodgers being out, a lot of injuries, a lot of issues, a lot of drama. And now with the New York Giants, boy, did that just kind of take a lot of people by storm today. So we'll keep you guys posted if we have any new information on that. Speaking of taking things by storm, we're being reported that roaches were in the White House dining room. Mice were in the Situation Room, and Donald Trump had a broken toilet seat in the White House. All right, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, all right, according to Daily Mail, is an old house. So it needs repairs. Plumbers, exterminators, right? So I guess a list of work orders processed by maintenance crews at the White House was leaked, and it shows roaches in the staff kitchen, mice in the Situation Room, leaks in the ceilings, and even the president's private restroom has a broken toilet seat. Now, we don't know if a lot of this happened because of previous administrations or if it just happened because something, something didn't go right with processes and protocols this administration. NBC4 in Washington appeared the repair list via a Freedom on Information Act request. Oh, so it wasn't leaked. It was a request. And I guess pest control was asked to treat for cockroaches in the dining rooms. And there's West Wing's Navy Mess as a wood-paneled restaurant in the White House basement. It seats about 50 people on elegantly appointed tables with fresh flowers and official White House china. It's kind of pretty, this elegant Navy Mess. And then the Situation Room, there was a mouse infestation. It said rodent problem. Now, a rodent problem could be one rodent. Doesn't necessarily have to be a lot, but still. Another work order was closed out by a staffer who reported resolving a problem with ants in the windowsill. And the worker said, I removed a lot by killing them. Plumbers had to investigate water leaking from the ceiling. That could unfortunately lead to mold. And workmen were dispatched to replace a broken toilet seat in the president's private bathroom. I've broken toilet seats many times. It's really embarrassing. But it happens. So, I guess, draperies had to be replaced. Fresh chair legs. I mean, here's the thing. I think it was a satellite TV. I guess it was a satellite TV system for Pence. First Lady did request a big screen TV. I'm not sure how the presidential mansion didn't have a big screen TV. Interesting nonetheless, but oh well. So they say Donald Trump reportedly complained to his golfing buddies after moving to the White House that it was, quote, a real dump. You know, it's very interesting. One of my buddies in radio had predicted that Donald Trump would move into the White House and hate it compared to the lavish gold-looking pet houses and everything he has. The White House, it's an older house. It doesn't have that modern feel to it, and it's... I don't know. My prediction is Donald Trump's going to get bored. He's going to want to do what he wants. He's going to want to live where he wants. And he's not going to be too hip on, having to stay in the White House. And so I'm not surprised. I think that's pretty, pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we get back, the Supreme Court is going to be, taking now arguments for a couple major cases. One is the gay wedding cake controversy. Can you force a baker to bake something that's against his religion? Or does a same-sex couple deserve the same rights as anybody else when it comes to wanting a product? And we're also going to be talking about a sports gambling case. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. But are you guys still dancing out there? All right. No more dancing. We got a lot of work to do. No more dancing. All right. The Supreme Court on Monday suggested it may side with New Jersey in its effort to make sports gambling legal. A case that could make betting on football, basketball, and other sports widely available. Now, the justice has heard New Jersey's challenge to a federal law that bars states from authorizing gambling in most professional and college sports. If the Supreme Court strikes down the law giving sports betting the go-ahead, 32 states would likely offer it within 5 years. This is according to a report by a California research firm. Now, what the case does is it pits New Jersey and other states against all major U.S. professional sports leagues, the NCAA, and the federal government. The stakes are high. They say the American Gaming Association estimates that Americans illegally wager about $150 billion on sports each year. And, guys, teach me why people betting on the Cowboys or against the Giants is a bad thing. Okay, I understand the Cowboys have had some issues. I'm saying hypothetically betting on a football game. Okay, sorry. Okay, man, some of you guys are haters out there. I love my Cowboys, but still. All right. Okay, so why would betting on a game, you know, I want to bet that, you know, the New York Giants are going to, you know, stink this next game or whatever. Why is that a bad thing? I don't get that unless I'm not seeing the other ramifications. So the NBA, NFL, NHL, and Major League Baseball are arguing that striking down the law would hurt the integrity of their games. But see, people are betting already. I mean, I live in Las Vegas. There's sports books. I don't get it. They say leaders of all but the NFL have shown varying degrees of openness to legalize sports gambling. More than a dozen states are supporting New Jersey, which argues that Congress exceeded its authority when it passed a 1992 law that keeps states from authorizing sports betting. The state says the Constitution allows Congress to make wagering on sports illegal, but that it can't require states to keep sports gambling prohibitions in place. So the Constitution allows Congress to do that, but there's no way it's in the Constitution that you can't bet on a football game because football didn't exist in Constitution days. So Justices Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor seem to suggest that Congress's action was permissible, of course. But other justices suggested that they would side with New Jersey. Justice Anthony Kennedy told Paul Clement, who was arguing for the sports leagues, that the law seemed like impermissible commandeering or compelling the state to take action. You see, more state rights is what I seem to side with. So if states want to make it legal or illegal, let the states do what they need to based on their population. Other justices suggested an interest in avoiding striking down the federal law as unconstitutional, even if they side with New Jersey. So Justice Neil Gorsuch is going to be weighing in on this one. He told Ted Olson, arguing for New Jersey, that the court normally interprets statutes in a way to avoid the constitutional question if it can. Christie, obviously very, very much in the front row of this, literally and figuratively, his state has spent millions of dollars in legal fees trying to legalize sports betting. 2012, with voter support, state lawmakers authorized betting on sports at the state's casinos and racetracks, and the action was a direct challenge to the federal law, the Professional Amateur Sports Protection Act. So, the law barring sports gambling does make exceptions for Nevada, where I live, Montana, Oregon, and Delaware, states that had approved some form of sports wagering before the law took effect. They say Nevada is the only state where a person can wager on the results of a single game, though the law doesn't cover wagering between friends. So, if I want to bet you that the Vikings are going to surpass playoffs and, you know, make it to the Super Bowl, and I make a bet with you, that could be illegal. See? So, this decision is going to be expected by the end of June. June is usually where we kind of get a lot of the decisions, and we get it right as they're about to go on recess. So, if we don't like, you know, the grenade they threw while they, you know, and everybody's like, what the hell was that? Usually the Supreme Court's already gone, right? It's like tear gas. Anyway, so another case that is headed to the Supreme Court is the gay wedding cake controversy. So remember there was an encounter between a same-sex couple and a Colorado baker. The encounter lasted just a few seconds, but the legal, political, and social impact, they said, is going to extend for decades. The Supreme Court is taking up their case today. The justices will hear oral arguments in perhaps the most closely watched appeal so far. This is now pitting religious conviction against anti-discrimination laws. So this happened back in July 2012. So 4.5 years ago. 5.5 years ago. When Charlie Craig and David Mullins of Denver visited Masterpiece Cake Shop to buy a custom-made wedding cake, owner Jack Phillips refused his services when told it was for a same-sex couple. A state civil rights commission sanctioned Phillips after a formal complaint was made by the gay couple. Now, David Mullins said, this case has never been about cakes. It's about the rights of gay people to receive equal service in business and not be afraid of being turned away because of who they are. It's about the basic access to public life. All right. But where this is sticky is nobody should be refused service, right? Or, you know, this is, the progress we have made has been absolutely phenomenal, right? In terms of the embarrassing actions that we have taken, right, in the past with African Americans, with women's, with homosexuals. And so the progress we have made, this is something that we want to continue. However, on the flip side, how do you force somebody to do something that's against their religion? If somebody said, look, all right, I want an abortion, and I don't want to give that abortion. I don't want to perform it. Okay? I just don't perform abortions. Am I going to be forced to? Am I going to be sanctioned? And so the reason why this law is this, or this case is being watched by so many, is we are really, really stumped. How do you not affect the rights of any human being able for them to get the service that they want, but also protect the rights of somebody who does not want to do something that they don't feel comfortable with? How do you, you can't force a person to you know, make something, draw something. Somebody wants me to draw a swastika with a heart around it, I'm not going to do it. Somebody wants me to draw a French fry, and I don't want to do it. So it's very interesting to see how the Constitution would take this case on. We shouldn't have to, in this day and age, have gay-friendly bakeries, right? Or friendly towards women, or, oh, this place is friendly towards homosexuals, or friendly towards, you know, a certain ethnicity. We should not have to have that in this day and age. But, you know, it appears we do. So this case is definitely going to be I'm sure the Supreme Court has been dreading having to address this. But what are the constitutional rights of a gay couple, and what are the constitutional rights of a baker that doesn't want to make a cake with two grooms on it? That's going to be debated for a long time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In happy news, a baby is first to be born in the U.S. after a uterus transplant. A baby born at a Texas hospital is the first in the U.S. to be birthed by a mother who got a uterus transplant, according to Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas. The hospital has not revealed many details surrounding the birth, including when the baby boy was born. And the parents and her families also asked for privacy. I don't blame them. Now, when I gave birth, I was like, whoa, Nilly, can my episiotomy heal first? But Giuliano Testa, the transplant was carried on as a clinical trial for a woman who didn't have a functioning uterus. So very, very cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.